If you missed the first part of our recent interview of Kara Rose, you can hear her talk about our autumn leaves and tourism by checking out that story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Now, in the second part of the interview, Kara talks to us about the World Championship mountain bike races recently held at Snowshoe Mountain Resort.
I understand they had a little event up at Snowshoe dealing with bicycles. Can you tell me how that turned out?
We are so fortunate in Pocahontas County to host the Mercedes-Benz UCI World Mountain Bike Championships this fall. It was the week of September 14th through the 19th. It was actually a doubleheader, which means we had two world events take place that week. The first event was the year-end race for downhill mountain biking, followed by the World Championships for both downhill and cross-country mountain biking. It was very successful, and I'm sure people noticed that about every car or vehicle, van, truck, large SUV, and sometimes unusual-looking vehicles were carrying bicycles when they came through Pocahontas County on their way up to Snowshoe. The event estimates around 14,000 people in attendance for the event, which is very successful, quite possibly the largest single event Snowshoe Mountain has ever hosted. We couldn't have got any better weather, which made things so much nicer and easier. And I was there the whole week. And I will tell you that the one thing that impressed me the most was how the Red Bull TV hosts promoted West Virginia, Pocahontas County, and Snowshoe. They had nothing but wonderful things to say about our area, which is priceless marketing and public relations for us, and reached millions of people around the world. It was wonderful to see world travelers coming through the county. I saw firsthand a number of people every time I went into a store in Marlinton, visiting our local businesses, purchasing items, whether it would be at the dollar store or at the Ace Hardware store, wherever it might have been, particularly the grocery stores. They were very busy with our visitors and guests coming for the event. In 2019, Snowshoe hosted this event as well, and based on the hotel motel tax, we know that that event, which was just one event, generated about $500,000 in lodging revenue for the county for just that week. This event for 2021, again, was two events, so that was an extended length of stay for visitors for the event. And I don't have the numbers yet, but in another month and a half, we'll have a much better picture of what the overall economic impact looked like. But I will estimate that lodging revenue will be over $500,000, with an additional $500,000 or more in other purchases, whether that be groceries or shopping in our local shops. So I would estimate $1 to $1.5 million of economic impact in one week for Pocahontas County. Outdoor recreation is proving to be a big impact to our communities, and I believe that this is something that impacts the entire county. Snowshoe will host another World Cup event in July of 2022, and the World Mountain Bike Marathon will be hosted in the area at Snowshoe and through the Monongahela National Forest in 2024. And that's a 60-mile bike race, and it will be looping through trails at Snowshoe, through the Mon Forest, including the Mauer Basin trails, which are the new trails that are being developed on top of Cheat Mountain. And there'll be a connection between Snowshoe and those trails built over the course of the next year or two. So it's promising to be a stronger economic impact. Mountain biking, as well as all outdoor recreation, is growing in our county.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.